Friends, we make our way through the themes of Advent again this Advent season. And today's theme is that of peace. And I call upon you to reflect upon the significance of peace and how peace is achieved in our lives. You know, peace is a complex thing. Because if there is an absence of peace between human beings or groups of human beings, then it does require a certain willingness on the part of everyone to seek peace. Jesus Christ came proclaiming peace. Now, we understand, Jesus didn't impose peace. He came proclaiming it, announcing it, making clear that peace was available in him. You see, he didn't turn us into robots. He called us to be engaged with him in his church. And central to that was to be this message of peace. The angels announced to the shepherds, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." And if you look earlier in Luke, in the first chapter, there's an interesting reference as Zechariah makes a declaration concerning this at the time of the birth of John the Baptist. Listen to what Zechariah declared. And Luke specifically says that in saying this, he was filled with the Holy Spirit. Zechariah said, "By the tender mercy of our God, come down from on high, will break upon us to give light to those who are in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet in the way of peace." Of course, centuries before, Isaiah had said, "For a child has been born to us, authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named, amongst other things, Prince of Peace." And there shall be peace on the throne of David. Now, does the subject of peace interest you? I mean, if you live in this world today, one thing that enhanced communications have done for us is perhaps to make us more aware of how absent peace seems to be from human relationships. Things we might never in generations past have ever heard about now are bannered before us on a daily basis. And our awareness of the absence of peace is overwhelming. And of course, it's not just a distant matter of the relationships between peoples and nations. It even intrudes into our own lives as we seek to live in peaceful accord with those around us. And Jesus came proclaiming peace. If you will, he came offering amnesty, a way for all the past hurts, all the past ills, all the past sin to be forgiven, and a new start to be provided for his people in Christ. And so we rejoice that there's hope. It's not as if the coming of Jesus Christ brought all discord to an end, but in Christ was offered the way of peace. And we rejoice to know something of that in our relationship with him. But you know, this peace involves us too. Not just in terms of our own individual relationship with God in Jesus Christ, but we are indeed in Christ to be peacemakers in the world. That's part of our calling in him. That we are to be channels through which the awareness of pardon and grace is made known. And we are to be a people who, not just for selfish reasons, but for the sake of the kingdom, desire that peace should be experienced. For that is God's desire for his world, for his people, for humankind. And so Christ came, and his coming was a proclamation of peace. And we are engaged in that proclamation as we become his people by faith. And so, not only is peace proclaimed, but in Christ, the process is started in motion for peace to be promoted in the world, amongst his people. And you know, this peace is also personified in Jesus Christ. How does it work? Well, Jesus came as the embodiment of peace, the Messiah, the healer, the rescuer, the one who could absolve sin, the one who could remove the obstacles. And in Christ, people were called to experience that, first of all, in their relationship with God through his Messiah, Jesus. We are called to make our peace with God in Christ. And then, how does it go from there? Well, let me put it this way. If you are at peace with God in Jesus Christ, and if I am at peace with God in Jesus Christ, then is it not that we, then you and I, must be at peace with one another? Because we share this relationship. Because it is crucial that with Christ at the very center of it all, life is changed, transformed. Not just simply for our benefit, though, of course, our benefits in the grace of God in Jesus Christ are much more numerous than we could number, but also that we might together then, as ones who have found peace in him, begin to see that peace expanded as the peace of Christ is proclaimed. And hearts are transformed and attitudes are changed. And that's the way peace spreads. And that's the way, actually, in all of human affairs, peace is achieved. You know, the victor in a battle can't come riding into a new territory and say, there's going to be peace here, and if there's no peace, I'm going to, what? Use force on you? You see, peace has to be joined in together, acknowledged, rejoiced in, celebrated, shared, made visible in the things we say and in the way we relate to one another in Christ. And in Christ's name, the way in which we relate to the world around us. And so it's very easy in, you know, the Christmas season to sort of rather glibly say, you know, time of peace on earth, without reckoning with the reality of what God has done, the magnitude of what this represents in Christ, and the impact this has, not only on our relationship with God, but in our relationship with one another in Christ, and in our relationship with the whole world, because things must be different now in Christ. So I invite you to find some quiet moments in this Advent Christmas season. That may be asking a lot. It's a hectic time. But find some quiet moments to reflect upon how God's peace in Christ has changed your life, and how it might yet change it even more in the fulfillment of his kingdom. Jesus understood, you see, that his coming didn't kind of automatically create peace. In fact, Jesus acknowledged that in a certain ironic way, his coming made division more obvious. These words from our Lord, talking about the reality of his coming, Jesus said, "Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth." Sounds a little contradictory, doesn't it? But Jesus said, "In reality, do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword." And then that was followed in Matthew 10 by an invitation for us to take up our cross and follow him. Because Jesus understood that while peace was now possible by God's grace, it wasn't going to be imposed, and that it had to spread and be shared and embraced. And may we be a people of God in Christ who not only thrive on our peace with God in Christ, but who rejoice that God makes it not only possible, but equips us for the very task of making peace in the world. So, hear this word of the Lord, reflect on it, ponder it, that we together may grow in grace. Friends, This is good news. Thanks be to God.